both know you like being helpless. Like being bound up before me. Just because my words can bring you down and keep you down doesn't mean that there isn't this special feeling you get when you're restrained. Arms above you, wrists tied together, strapped to the top of the bed. Legs spread, each ankle with its own little restraint, tying it off to a corner. And of course, you're naked, because there's nothing that leaves you feeling quite so vulnerable as being completely exposed and unable to do anything about anything. And above it all, kneeling between your legs, smiling above you. Though, naturally, I still have my clothes on. It's me. Granted, I guess clothes would depend on a person's perspective. Some fundamentalists would probably be shocked and appalled. Your mama probably would be too. This is definitely the girl that she warned you about. Or would have if she knew I existed. No, I'm right up here. And I've got this beautiful black latex corset on, strapping in my waist and pushing my tits out. And I couldn't rest my chin on them, they're so high up and they're so big, and no matter how much you might want to touch them, you can't. We've established that you're completely fucking helpless, tied down and restrained on a bed. Of course, I do love to play with your senses, and one of the best ways to play with them is with a blindfold, so you can't see anything. Everything's just dark and black, and all you have to go by is what I tell you. So when I tell you that when I take a really deep breath like this, it makes my breasts move so much that my nipples pop out of the corset a little bit. Naughty, naughty me. You might not be able to see, but I bet you can feel it. Really feel it as I lower my body onto yours, and you can feel that slippery rubberiness of the latex corset. You can feel the rigidity of those steel burns. Things that keep it nice and stiff. Shut up, I see you laughing under that blindfold. Don't judge me, I know there's a name for it. Fuck you. Do I have to smack you to get you back into the right mindset? Because I fucking will. Yeah? Okay. You gonna behave? Okay. Where was I, you little slut? Yeah, you can feel it when my nipples tease against your stomach. Soft and pokey and tickly as it's followed by the latex corset, all strong and slippery and a little bit of scratching as the bits that hold it together rub against your skin as I kiss slowly up your body. Slowly down until my lips are touching the insides of your thighs, and they're not gonna go inwards, you little slut. I see you getting excited and tense. No, I'm gonna kiss towards your ankles, both sides. Oh, the way to your little feet, and since you wanted to be a little fucking brat earlier, how about a little bit of tickling? You like when I tickle your feet? I think that this is the one time where I really do help you realize how fucking helpless you are. Because when I'm kissing you, well, you're not going to fight your restraints for that. When I'm fucking you, please, like you'd even think about it. Like you can think at all when I'm fucking you. When I'm whispering dirty things in your ears. When I'm licking you. Caressing you. I mean, we both know you're restrained and that's hot and all, but it's not till I get down to your little feetsies and I start to tickle that I really get to watch you squirm and shout and try to get out and make it till you're breathing heavy. There's nothing you can do about it. And look how you struggled. And look how you still are. Restrained. Helpless. Now let that sink in. Helpless. Such a beautiful word, don't you think? Such an exciting one, and yet there's this deep sense of calmness when you're tied up like this. Well, when I'm not tickling you anyway. And there's this deep sense of this is what's right. This is natural. This is me. Everything's gonna be okay because you're not in charge. I am. And I know just what to do to you. Yeah, you like that? I know just where to touch you. I know just what to say to you. In your body, it feels so good right now. Little goosebumps starting to pop up and announce themselves and my fingers just lightly coast along your skin. You can feel little tingles of sensation just spreading all over you. From my touch, but also just from my words, from my voice, from my breath on your ear. When I lick your ears, nibble on them. I nibble away at any resistance. I nibble away at your sanity. You do. And then you get to feel so good, like a rewarded puppy, just cuddled at my feet, except when I want to play a little rougher with you. Rough, rough, baby. You have to know I like you. Otherwise, I wouldn't be so nice. I'm a sadist, and your nipples are so tempting, I just can't help sometimes. You like it when I take my thumb and forefinger and give them a little lick? Make them wet? And then gently tease the tips of your nipples, just softly taking it between the fingers and raising them up. Not so much squeezing as letting the nipple, your soft little nipple, slide between it. Again and again. And the funny thing is, you don't necessarily feel it in your nipples now, do you? That slutty little brain of yours, you feel it down there. So when I touch here, you feel tingles there, and no, they're good tingles. Very good tingles. But then sometimes I just can't help myself, and I twist, and I squeeze, and I make you cry out and whimper as I torture those cute little nipples. And I love that you're just so fucking easy. Well, I don't even have to exert myself if I don't want to. I can just do something else to give you pleasure. Other partners, well, they might actually have to exert effort. But me? All I have to do to make you instantly aroused, instantly excited, instantly feeling sexual pleasure jolting and jerking through your body is just snap. Because you're such a good little slut and you've been so fucking conditioned to it. And you're helpless. Completely helpless. To do anything but feel that pleasure in trance, out of trance, it doesn't fucking matter. Anytime I talk to you a certain way, you just go down. Sexual lust, hypnotic trance, to be honest. The lines between them were blurred for me a long time ago when it comes to you, and yet it works for me. I feel like that combination of magics makes me even more powerful. Makes me that much more dangerous for your psyche to fight against. You never know what I'm planning, what I'm gonna do, and all you can do is take it, take it, take the pleasure, take the excitement, the sexual need, take it. And you can feel that pleasure building up in your brain, in your mind. And yet you're helpless to do anything but enjoy it as my hands run down you. As I squeeze your muscles and it feels good, like a rough massage of your front. My fingers, they lift off sometimes. They lift off and... can you feel it? Can you tell that they're pushed together, ready to make that sound you want to hear again? That snap. That's gonna let you feel pleasure again. You're my little puppy and you're drooling. You're wanting, you're needing. I can see your hips fucking jerk when I do it. You want it again?
Beg. Beg for it. Beg for me to snap. Beg for that pleasure, that bliss, that haziness that comes with it, that just kind of shocks you deeper and deeper under my spell. And
Beg for me more. Louder. Oh, what a dirty little depraved slut you are. But you're a good slut. My sweet slut. You look so good like that, so fucking yummy. I could just lick you all fucking over. Getting me excited too. My pussy is starting to get wet. Can you smell it? Actually, you know what? How about this? Since I know what a dirty, filthy slut you are, you know what I caught you doing the other day? You didn't think I noticed, did you? I caught you in the dirty laundry basket. My dirty laundry basket. I was peeking around a door and I saw you. Holding a pair of my used panties. That pair that I was working out in yesterday. I know I really was sweating. And I could smell my pussy while I was on the exercise bike. Oh, afterwards, a strong smell, but a good smell. Is it weird? I love the smell of my own pussy. But I guess I'm not the only one. Because I saw you sniffing them. I saw you putting them over your face like a... I don't even know what you would call it. Depraved. Filthy, perverted. Oh, and now, suddenly, completely helpless and at my mercy. Oh, did I not mention that this was a punishment session? Oh, silly me. Must have slipped my mind before I slipped those bonds on you. But hey, here we are, and, here you are, unable to do anything. And well, let me go get some toys. And then we'll really have this talk. You just stay right there, baby. I'm gonna go see if I can find. What's the matter? You suddenly look a little nervous. Can't see your eyes because of the blindfold, but... Yeah, you're so cute when you're scared. Let me just put these things in the right places. Okay. Oh. I'm sorry, what's the problem? With the blindfold on, you can't really see what I'm going to use on you. What I'm gonna tap up and down your body. So you can start to feel it. Start to imagine what it's like when I actually hit you with it. And I can hit you anywhere with it. Anywhere I want to. Abso-fucking-lutely anywhere. And the plastic feels cold against your inner thighs as I run it up and down, huh? I love this cane. It's like 8 little plastic things all stuck together and it does sting when I whack you with it, doesn't it? Yeah. Now you seem to be getting a little bit more into the reality of your situation. You see, you were a bad little slut. It's not the whole sniffing the panties thing. I mean, like I said, I love the fucking smell of my own cunt. So I can't blame you for that. However, you were deliberately being sneaky. You didn't ask, you didn't beg, you just fucking took what didn't belong to you. We can't have that kind of lapse in discipline around here. I'm bored of that one. Let's see. Ooh, this one's kind of the same thing, except much, much bigger. I know you get really excited when I say the words much, much bigger. It's made of bamboo, though. I guess it doesn't hurt as much when I hit you with it. It doesn't hurt at all when I'm tapping it up and down your body like this. But you know it does hurt? I smack you with it. Yeah? Of course, it's a little unwieldy for our purposes. What else we got? Ooh, I like this. I think you got me this one, right? Oh, wait, no, this isn't the one I thought it was. It's a little crop. But I bet you can feel that when I tap it over you. You know what I really like about the crop is I can hit you practically anywhere with it. Be very specific about where I hurt you. I can run it over your nipples and it just feels good. That leather just touching against you. And I can also cause you to cry out a little bit in pain. And we wouldn't want this one to feel lonely. We wouldn't want any of this to feel lonely. And yet, here's the funny little thing. I've been hurting you this whole time. And yet, you don't seem at all unhappy. In fact, your breathing's been getting a little quicker, and your hips move a little when I touch you. And, you know, if I didn't know any better... Who am I kidding? You like it, you filthy little whore. You really, really like it, and you really, really want more. You want me to hurt you and make you feel good. To sting you and then kiss it better. You want me to reduce you into a mewling little ball of tears. And then hold you and hug you and stroke your head and comfort you and make you feel so good. So safe and protected. Well then, you'd better stay in your fucking place. You'd better fucking do what you're told. And then maybe, if you're a good slut, the next time I have you helpless. I'll do some nicer things to you.